Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gents, back by popular demand.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Let's do it again!
Ang susunod na palabas ay Rated PG.
Show start to get some stuff off my chest so I ain't got to be, you know,
all hyped up and crunk when the guests come through. So, on my mind right now, as I was over there on Facebook this morning, I saw a post come through and they asked if the person that you're having sex with right now, can they call you up and ask you for $100? Well, you know, me being me, I slide through them for a year real quick because, you know what I'm saying, if I'm on that level with somebody, it's not really a problem. But I noticed a lot of people was like, hell no, fuck that. They got me fucked up. They tripping. I don't know who they talking to. So that put me in the mind of something else, which is that, you know, I mean, I don't know how it happened or what the reason behind it was or whatever, but, you know, this safe sex thing then kind of fell off the cliff as far as being in the public eye, you know what I mean? Because it's like, obviously, if the person that you fucking can't hit you up for $100 or $50 or $25 or whatever and shit, you know what I'm saying, your mindset is fucked up. Because I don't do strange. If I'm fucking you, or, you know, we doing our thing, it's like we on some type of level with each other. And, I mean, it's not even a lot of money. It's about the level that we on. And so I'm going to just speak on the safe sex thing, man. Like, I don't know, you know, about y'all people. You know, the guy, hey, we'll talk a bunch of nasty talk and freaky talk and everything I say, I do. I just don't do that with everybody. You know, I spank ass, eat pussy, you know what I'm saying, choke and pull hair and cuss and call names and all of that shit. But the thing about it is I'm always safe, you know what I'm saying? So safe don't always necessarily mean using a condom. Safe means being conscious and aware of who you have sex with. Safe means taking your time, you know what I'm saying? Because it don't make no sense to me for you to give head and then put the condom on afterwards or go down and eat pussy and then come through and use a condom. It's like, shit, whatever she got, you got that in your mouth anyway. Feel what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's time for everybody, you know, to stop, step back, reflect, and get some thought to what I'm saying about this safe sex thing, man. Give it a second guess. I mean, a lot of people grow up. I was raised, so therefore I was taught a different way. So my mindset is different. You know what I'm saying? Sex is cool, but it don't rule me. You know what I'm saying? I rule me. You know, I fuck, but I don't fuck all the time because I don't fuck anybody. So this is my little thought for y'all for today, man. Remember, man, be safe, man. And I don't just necessarily mean put a condom on because ain't no guarantee. Be conscious. Be aware of the fact that every time you slide your dick into something, get a dick slid into you, that pregnancy and STDs are a possibility. And even if you don't get burned by somebody, you can get burned by somebody. So if you fucking with a crazy nigga or a crazy bitch, as you would be calling them later on down the line, my baby mama, my baby daddy, what have you, that's your fault because you wasn't safe. In the future, be safe, be conscious, man. Y'all take care of yourself. Y'all love yourself. Understand that your dick and your pussy, that shit is precious, man. Don't just be slanging it, giving that shit out like government cheese and shit, you know. We gonna go on and get into some music, man. I got this iTrone, tell them that, and this Money Game by the Illiterate.
Yeah, tell them that. Tell them that. Yeah, tell them that. Tell them that. Yeah, tell them that. Tell them that.
Tell them, too bad.
We poppin' bottles, mo. All the streets been talking, mo. Wonder how I'm moving, that's sniffin' how I got the dough. Every month they see me at the dealership, I'm coppin' mo. Bitches asking questions and admit what they wanna know.
If I'm still running packs from the P to the S, it's so long ago, why do I speak on it less? If I still got connects in the streets on the west, your money long, tell me why do you seem unimpressed? Since 16, the kid been getting stacked. Fall and crawl, the lesson is I get it back. I got a helipad, rooftop helipad. Get your answer, you can run, tell them that.
Got bars, we got stacks, you got cars, and you got that. Real niggas stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that. Tell them that. Got bars, we got stacks, you got cars, and you got that. Real niggas
stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that. Tell them, I hustle hard, I'm getting bread. I'm on my job, I beat the feds. I'm new school, with an old song and a new coupe with some old hoes.
Oh yeah, we run the streets, hustle cause we wanna eat. He ain't talking money, nigga, you don't wanna talk to me. Conversation calls, I don't know, told you talking shit. Niggas asking questions and the mess is what they wanna see.
If I'm staying independent and signed to a major, would I value more fame or grinding this paper? Will I ever come back when I'm finally famous? When I sign, will I finally silence the haters? Home is home, I will never forget that. Money is money, I forever will get that. Critics is critics, they gon' stay on their job. Although I ain't Drake, they can expect a response.
Got bars, you got stacks, you got cars, you got that. Niggas stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that. Tell them that. Got bars, we got stacks, you got cars, you got that. Real niggas stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that.
They say the loudest is the weakest. I've been trying to warn y'all. Never speak about your doing shit and got it so wrong. The only thing that they know is that my money's so long. The only thing that they know is that my money's so long. I seldom give them the facts. The process often outweighs the way that they give them back. Although what they understand is when I'm giving them stats, and I admit it to win it. You can run to tell them that.
We got broads, we got stacks, you got cars, you got that. Real niggas stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that. Tell them that. We got broads, we got stacks, you got cars, you got that. Real niggas stand up and bring the block back. Anything but authentic, boy, I'm not that. Tell them that.
Scratching the surface, shit is not what it seems. Protect and serve, all the front, flashing and beams. It's the money game, and all of us trapped in between. Wish I was complaining about a traffic ticket of things. The shit is way deeper, corruption is the mother. Wanna tuck you in at night, undercovers. But see, it don't apply to I, not just the face of others. I don't mess with none of the above, still wanted to face a brother. But parents raised a motherfucking gym. Cops walk away like I guess it wasn't him. We pay them taxes, still fighting for our freedom. I don't really hate them all, just call them how I see them. And for this song, I'm so inspired in college, dog. Sniffing at my tires, no priors, why is I the only one? And if it's only funds, means nothing. Clean as a motherfucker, never sold a dime or nothing. Still tossed in the bunch, guess I'm just a dime a dozen. Unsolved murder, so heard of, it's money buzzing. So when it calls, lives is nothing. Rapists escaping, Jake's be faking. Fuck y'all, watch myself stay faking. From my own funding. Yeah, it's all about the money. Wanna take us off someday. We ain't even close to running. The neon lights, the neon lights. Wanna break you to the truth, shit, to be alright. The neon lights, got them twisted, mother with a newborn, asking what cell division. The neon lights, murder unsolved, scoring mother overloading station with them calls. The neon lights, missing body found by civilians. Wonder who's the real villain. The neon lights, neon lights, neon lights.
Yo, when you could be clean as a whistle, not an issue at all, and get popped for a quota feeling something is wrong. They raising funds for the state, but you won't ever see it. Caught slipping and you late. Money game and they cheating. Drop a case on you, head home feeling safer. No minority neighbors, sitting on a mule and 40 acres. Times haven't changed much. Badges and suits laugh to themselves as you explain to the judge. Streets is cold, even in the summertime. Friend of mine said it and we all going through it more than sometimes. Paranoid when you see them in your rear view. certain time of night. Plus the area that you happen to steer through, light them up, find something, write them up. Guilty to proven innocent if you riding with us. The numbers say they can stereotype. Odds are I'm the typical, sitting above a pistol with a brick of medicinal, cleverly hidden. Call for backup, I'm known to act up, nothing but foul intentions. In my position, middle finger as I ride dirty south plates on the interstate, ducking Jake's in the neon lights.
The neon lights, wanna break you to the truth, shit, to be alright. The neon lights, got them twisted, mother with a newborn, asking what cell division. The neon lights, murder unsolved, going mother overload station with some calls. The neon lights, missing body found by civilians, wonder who's the real
one. The neon lights, the case lights. In, neon lights. Deck a case, spot switching shit, get em. Here we go again, light flashing, pull to the side and turn off my shit. Throw the keys in the passenger, contemplating shit. And of all time, I'm fucking parked next to my crib. Kids looking out the window, yelling, cops and got beat. And we started off as one car, quickly turned to three. You give a gun to bullies and wonder what you'll see. I'll tell you, overpowered pussies. Dirty gardeners, love to plan stuff just to watch the case grow. Further thing from justice when you got the darkest skin tone. Beat you to your skin on, try to break your pride, get a rise and see you tremble. So they tell me walk the line. Bitch, I'm Johnny Cash, I've done this shit a million times. They look surprised, ask me where I'm going. Porter right in front of me. Already there, homie. That's when it hit him, I hear him, just yelling, get him. Push me to the side and say, let's introduce him to the system. And evidence irrelevant, when they got the bad, fabricate the health the case, and then they look at you and laugh. Cause to them it's a joke, and if you're working, they make sure that in the end, your ass is broke. Lawyers, cops, judges, they all in the same boat, fishing for the next one they can break over.
Listening to Tell 'Em That by iTrone. You can go by Trione. You can go over there and follow him at iTrone, I-T-R-U-I-N-E, over there on Twitter, and Blood Money by Illiteracy. You can follow them at ILL-ITERACY over there on Twitter. Yeah, we're going to pull my comrade in this radio revolution on the air, man, and we're gonna chop it up a little bit about the direct in the Tweety Bird Central.
Hey, going
on, mama?
Hey,
how you doing?
I am. How you doing? Good.
I'm good. What's going on with you?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say to everybody, thank you for listening to our show and getting back into the swing of things, because the numbers are picking up. People are coming back listening to the show. So I want to say thank you to the listeners. And I also want to encourage everybody, if they are a fan of the show, to tell somebody about Tweety Bird Central and spread the word so we can get these artists heard to people everywhere. We don't want just people from where we're from. We want people from all over. So that's what I wanted to get across. And also to tell everybody that we are doing Manic Monday every Monday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So check us out on Mondays. And, you know, we're here with the God Hey Rule tonight on Thursday, which is 8 to 10 also Eastern Standard Time. And Grown Folks Business is the only thing that's kind of off, because we do that noon on Friday. So that's kind of like a round table discussion for everybody to talk about anything they want to, anything going on in life. So if you have a topic that you may want to get into one morning, make sure you hit us up over here.
Yeah, no topic is off limits, you know what I'm saying? Come on through, chop it up about whatever. So tell us about the new format on Manic Monday. You know, it's a little bit different over there, man. You know, you got something else going on. A little more laid back.
Well, it's different, but it's basically the same. We got some new, you know, little things that we're doing as far as I don't want to say I'm going to have guests on the show. I'm going to say that we have walkthroughs because people are subject to show or not show. Sometimes things come up. So I don't know why. I'm going to make this announcement so anybody listening that's on my front, in my contact, would y'all please stop calling me at the time, you know, my show come on, because you know I'm not going to answer, and I'm sorry, Haywoo, but I'm so sick of it.
Shoot,
so,
you cut the check, man.
Let's just get that all out of the way. Okay, because that really just got on my nerves. And we ain't calling the house phone. Okay, listen. So, yeah, that's what we're doing over there. And I want to make sure everybody got an idea of what's going on so they can get used to, you know, coming back over here and, you know, coming to listen to the shows and see what we're about and see if they want to be a part of it because there is a lot of room in the studio for music. So any indie artist that's interested in sending us music, hey, Rue, you need to give them your Gmail so they can get it into your show.
Yeah,
while you're
my
on the
Gmail
list.
Is over there on Twitter, man. Y'all can hit my Gmail at the.guy.heyrue.tbc@gmail.com. Submit your music and we'll give you a spin over here, man. Include your Twitter. We shout you out, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, support the team, man. You know, retweet your own shit. You know, retweet out that we playing your music. Retweet that, man. If you can't retweet that, man, you know that we can't repeat that. You know? So support us. We support you, man. We here for y'all. You know what I'm saying? We here for y'all, basically. You know, we're trying to promote underground artists, give them a format to have their music heard. You know, to let them reach out to a greater audience, man. Despite what people think, man, you know, it may seem like these little underground blog talk radio shows don't reach a lot of people, but the internet has opened up everything. We being heard in England, France, you know, Canada, Jamaica, Australia,
UK.
Everybody's tuning
yeah.
in. You know what yeah. I'm saying? So don't take it for granted, man. You know what I'm saying? Just get on the team, man. Support us. We support you, man. Never know who might be listening.
Other than that, man, we're here. We're going to be here. So it is what it is.
For real. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we're going to get into a little bit of music, man. We're going to do a DJ's choice, man, and let you know what I'm saying. My comrade in this radio revolution, this Tweety Bird. You know,
okay, well,
pick a selection and spin something for.
All right, since Lisa came through on one of the other shows and dropped us off some music personally, we're going to play some of this Jockins by Lisa Seattle. You can tell me on Twitter at Lisa5000. Well, here it is, you guys.
Business production.
I mean, I can't explain it, man.
That's why them hoes jock.
I'm gonna explain to y'all.
That's why them hoes jock.
Why they on the nigga? Chill.
I get guap bottle spot.
I get it.
That's why them hoes jock. Laced up, icy wash.
Got it.
That's why them hoes jock. Only dime, left the slot.
I do it.
That's why them hoes jock.
They
jocking on my swag, guess it cause it's at 100. They jocking on my hustle, guess it cause I got some money. They jocking on my bitch, guess it cause she speak no English. They jocking on her fit designer, shit straight out of Neiman's. They jocking on my watch, that Breitling got me counting seconds. They jocking on my shades, D&G show her reflection. They jocking on my kicks, Creator Rex in every color. They jocking on the whip, Corvette in like a motherfucker. They jocking on the telly, never bring them bitches home. They jock on my aroma, Dolce with a hint of strong. They jocking on the Prada, guess they see the traffic jumping. They don't jock on you, I guess it cause they know you nothing. I get guap, bottle pop, then why them hoes jock? Laced up, icy watch, then why them hoes jock? Only dimes, nothing slop, then why them hoes jock? Ballin' hard, no rock, then why them hoes jock? Then why them hoes jock? Then why them hoes jock? I get guap, bottle pop, then why them hoes jock? Only dimes, nothing slop, then why them hoes jock? Ballin' hard, no rock, that why them hoes jock. They jocking on my lingo, guess they love my country grammar. They jocking on my state I represent, go Alabama. They jocking on my plug, nobody got a better number. They jocking on my driver, 50 carries, never fumble. They jocking on my cut, a nigga looking so distinguished. They jocking on my girls, girl she thick and dark like Venus. They jocking on my Twitter, I get mentioned after mention. They jocking on my cash, I just buy them niggas renting. They jacking on the squad, got them saying dollar sign. They jacking on my place on ESPN bottom line. They jacking on the grind, guess it cause I handle business. They jacking on the life, I don't talk, I go and live it. I get guap, bottle pop, then why them hoes jock? Laced up, icy watch, then why them hoes jock? Only dimes, nothing slop, then why them hoes jock? Ballin' hard, no rock, then why them hoes? Then why them hoes jock? Then why them hoes jock? I get guap, bottle pop, then why them hoes jock? Only dimes, nothing slop, then why them hoes jock? Ballin' hard, no rock, they why them hoes jock.
Yeah, got some stuff I gotta get off my chest.
Yep.
Bro, my boy Shotta with me.
Alright.
Got a couple things to say.
Woohoo.
Shit to make it go,
you know? Crazy.
Shit crazy out here. Make a nigga say.
Mercy.
Brooklyn. Bar Rock in the building. Brooklyn. Keep it weed, I don't want any.
Nope.
Think it's my cue to go get me some Carb 20. My life changed from drinking bottles of Henny. And I remember the time my bottle wouldn't have any. I'm such a trip, summer sauce and flips.
Woo.
But acrobatically, I don't think that you niggas getting it.
Nah.
No need to perspire, honestly, I ain't sweating it. And now your body's close to the length of the dance scrimmage, kid. I'm at the top of the iceberg, it feels like they're trying to pit people against me. It all makes sense, these new people ain't friendly. And they started from the bottom and they trying to end me. And you would think that I was driving around in a Bentley.
Uh-huh.
Now have some albuterol, I see that you're wheezy. You're blinded to believing everything is so easy. You're lying on the L and you sounding like a time on a song. The week couldn't last 7 days with the strong. And really that ain't even my definition of moving up. Al Jefferson, Bobcat, stupid fuck. I
never envisioned this life for you, but I guess you envision this type of life for you. And I see right through you, and now I'm like, who you? And now you're stuck in something worse than any type of voodoo. We complain and make the most of your shit and do what you do. Slave to the river, no signs of picking cotton. Living in an apple, so dirty and so rotten. But so much going on up in one man brain, I kind of find it real hard trying to refrain from saying.
Let me
it is though.
Back at it.
Yo.
I've always been hard-headed, but that's changed from running in the brick walls again and again. Let me know what I'm doing wrong, forget it, I figure it out. All I gotta do is open my mouth, start changing my route. Can't spend my life on the couch, doing nothing with the time, something I ain't about. I got a lot to prepare for concerning a mic. I got a daughter and I'm making sure that she get a life. Ain't a need for a wife, I live a singular life. I've been there, done that, and that's the past of my life. Screw the wrongs and the negatives, I'm here for the right. I conquer with the longevity, cause hip-hop's life. Now I'm married to the game without a hip-hop wife. The new rap won the years and I ain't about that life. Ain't no Winnie and Kevin,
nope.
And I was thinking other shit at the age of 11.
Yep.
No strawberry letters, who souped up like Devin? And balls of a night, no Brandon, no Brevin. Leave him in a submission courtesy of Dan Severin. Now see me like a pimp with a cane, no half-stepping. I'm bipolar when in the studio for a session. There's no medication, and who's gonna save him from hateration, sedation? They always ask him why he make a statement. Why? Same reason you got a nigga saying. It's a damn shame, though. What a shame. I know a couple people feel the same way I do. Trust me on that.
Salute.
Gotta fix that, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'll let Shaka do the rest.
Medea.
They all try shutting down Obamacare, Lord of mercy. Like it's a Taliban government, cause I'm out here stepping out his scuba gear, out the grave amongst his fear, raging war up in the air. Talking new era, riding different teams just like a fitted cap. Obama pushing help, but they tell him get it back. Looking like fuck the sick, talking about dead and that. Need to worry about that mayor with them nose full of crack. The government, them just be like this. The poor get swore that they can't afford to cure. Why do we have to insure anymore? Keep them on welfare, freedom brand, raising, not raising brand. We really can't insure your fat government prick. It's us who pay our taxes, feed your fat asses. So you to not free Zimmerman who went and kill a black kid. Make a nigga get ratchet with the ratchet. Make the gun twerk like booty. Clap it, clap it.
Black government are going right, and these people are the even, and they equal, I mean, I like that.
All right, we back up in here, it's the God, Hey Ro, and you are tuned in to explicit content. All right, now, if you follow me over there at Twitter, then you're aware of the fact that I do a little bit of blogging here and there. You can check out my blogs over there at Tumblr at the_God_HeyRo. So, you know, a few people read my blogs, and we've been chopping it up here and there. And the one blog that seems to come to mind seems to be the Feminine, which speaks about the seemingly drastic role reversal taking place nowadays between men and women, you know, especially the men. You know, I mean, you find that men are spending a lot more time in the bathroom, you know, fixing their eyebrows and lining up their mustaches and getting all pretty, you know, taking 2-3 hours to get ready before they leave out the house and all of this stuff. But, I mean, it don't just stop there. I mean, the behavior has changed drastically. You know, it's like the constant text messaging, the keying the cars, the bashing the exes and all of the smack talk. You know, a lot of people say I'm down on the dudes or I'm hard on the fellas. It's like, man, I'm not hard on the fellas. I'm a man, and I like to see men being men. So when I speak on it, it's not to simply bash or to put down. It's about education. It's about a lesson. It's about uplifting. It's about being, learning to be men. I mean, if your girl tell you that she's going to be with the girls for the night, man, then let her go with the girls. If you don't want her to go, tell her you don't want her to go. But if you say she can go, then don't text her 25 times again and again and again and again and again, talking about what you're doing, where you at. Send me a picture. you know, let me get a voice message. I want to know where you at, what you listening to, if you in the club, what they playing. All that's nonsense, man. You know what I'm saying? This is nonsense. Men are supposed to be men. Your primary role in life, man, is to provide and protect. You know, provide for your family, man, protect your family, make sure everything is straight and clear. You know, treat your woman like a woman. You know, I mean, it's just that time. It's not about all of this trying to be extra pretty. What's with the 50,000 selfies and shit? You know, I don't get that. A lot of people say, man, you don't take many pictures over there. We don't see many pictures of you on your Facebook. Pictures are more of a feminine thing to me, you know. I mean, I don't click my face up every time I make a different expression. I don't go through a series of emotions. I don't get upset about a lot of things. You know, I'm aware of the type of people that I deal with. I try to keep things on a conscious level. So, I mean, fellas, step it up, man. I mean, if you had enough sense to learn that you're not supposed to sit down when you kiss, then you can understand the difference between male and female behavior. If you don't, then I'm going to give you a couple of examples because it's quite obvious that some of y'all need them. If you walk into the house and your woman is sitting on the couch and her friends are gossiping, kiss your woman, smack on her ass, do whatever you do, and keep on pushing. By no means are you to sit down and join in the conversation. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, don't be all day in the bathroom, man, lining up your eyebrows. That metrosexual don't look heterosexual. It's more homosexual. Don't be so sensitive. Stop doing stuff like texting abroad at noon, talking about why you ain't text me. Nigga, your phone work, text her. That's what women do. You know, we crack jokes and say, hey, man, you know, whenever you hear a crime, you can tell if a white person did it or a black person did it. I mean, the same used to apply for if you hear something crazy happen, you can tell whether a man did it or a woman did it. But things have changed. You know, I mean, it's like, hey, get your shit together, man. Be strong. Be aggressive. Control don't mean controlling. Dominant don't mean domineering. Get your shit together, man. Understand, man, that, you know, you get what you accept. Teach people how to treat you. Show your woman what a man is, and the woman and her respond to that. If you be a bitch nigga, then the nigga bitch and her is going to respond to it. Be aware of who you fuck with, because every single female that you fuck with could end up being your baby mama. And that's all the drama and bullshit that you're going to go through in your life. But I'm trying to tell you, man, just learn to be a man, you know. I understand that a lot of y'all had to grow up on your own. I understand that a woman cannot raise a man. But some shit you figure out for yourself. Some things you understand that a man is just not supposed to do. You know, I'm not saying, you know, you ain't supposed to put your hands on a woman. That don't show that you tough. All the cussing out and loud arguing and shit. You can't win them arguments. And the fact that you a dude thinking that you can win an argument with a woman is ridiculous. Get your shit together, man. Understand what life is about. You know, stop leaving stuff at women's houses and shit. That's what women do. All of a sudden and shit, you know what I'm saying? You're looking to try to move in with her. Get your own shit. Have your own shit. Be your own man. You know? I mean, life is about being a team. If you got a woman, that's your partner. Don't be looking for no woman to take care of you, man. Don't be looking to, a date is out. Not going over to her house, chilling, laying the fuck up all the damn time. Just do some grown man shit. It's basic shit. But I done spent enough time, man, trying to lace y'all. I'm going to be hitting on them ladies, you know what I'm saying, the next go-round. But for now, man, we're going to get into some music by Black Diamond. We're going to follow him over there on Twitter at BLKDIAMTHA World. We're going to get into looking at it and some shiny spotlight. Thank you.
A pocket full of cash, I'm just looking at it. Shorty jocking the chain, I call her looking at it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. The money looking good, I'm looking hood. Ain't no need to ask it, I'm feeling fantastic. I got the chopper with me, if you try me, I'ma blast it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. I'm looking hood, shorty looking good. You know that it's. Let me demonstrate, that's how you do this shit, now watch the haters remonstrate. The money stay, the women straight, but we don't love them anyway. Most of the time haters in the way. I whip this heater out, it ain't too intimidating. Some people come, I never implement or indicate. My niggas say cousin blood, those are gang lines. And we ain't talking to the death, those are gang signs. Late summer, we ballin', game time. 30-inch rim, vertical leap, hang time. Go to war and get this paper at the same time. They tell me it's time for change, I tell them I'ma change time. Maybe I just want too much, overachiever. But for this money, I'm religious, overbeliever. And back in the day, I just wanted to suede shoes. So I was moving them packs back in grade school. First I paid my mama rent, then I paid dues. Then I put the game in the U-Haul and made moves. Rough nigga, they wondering how to flow smooth. Used to dream to go to the pros, that was pro tools. A pocket full of cash, I'm just looking at it. Shorty jocking the chain, I call her looking at it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. The money looking good, I'm looking hood. Ain't no need to ask it, I'm feeling fantastic. I got the chopper with me, if you try me, I'ma blast it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. I'm looking hood, shorty looking good. I'm getting mine, spitting rhymes, committing crimes, whatever, I'm getting mine. These youngins taking that money, I'm just getting high. Niggas waiting to kill me, start trying to cut and get in line. I know they hate it, they mad, I'm so elated. Man, that's all of my inspiration, money motivated. Loyalty over love, love overrated. So if I told you I loved you, it was probably overstated. Bitches for passion, riches for flashing, ammunition for blasting, stitches for caskets. We eating and we need addition to the ass bins. Now kick them suckers out and bring the cash in. Remind me of them banks, bring the ski mask in. Hit the tellers and say the cops catch the ass in. 100 stacks wrapped in that thick plastic. We throw out all on the table, count it, and then we half it. Old times, in with the new. What that mean? A Ferrari in the Benz too. A mansion, a swimming pool. First to put a club in the living room. Coming soon. A pocket full of cash, I'm just looking at it. Shorty jocking the chain, I call her looking at it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. The money looking good, I'm looking hood. Ain't no need to ask it, I'm feeling fantastic. I got the chopper with me, if you try me, I'ma blast it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. I'm looking hood, shorty looking good. Ain't no time for fucking babe.
I don't wanna see you leave.
Take the keys.
Things
That's well, you know, that's one point, but things are many layered if you look at it from that point of view. It's like not only does the United States do exactly the same thing, just on a more slick, laid back and manipulative type of way. You know, they insert their authority. I mean, the United States is, for all intents and purposes, running several other countries. They just haven't officially colonized them or made them a part of the United States. And so when you look at it and you stop and really think about it, you know what I'm saying, they do the same thing. And, I mean, people don't understand why Vladimir Putin is not respecting or fearing the words of Obama. And it's not that Obama is not a capable leader, but it's like, as with everything with the United States, it's like, you know, they are really hypocritical in a lot of the things that they do. They are really saying one thing and doing another. You know, they push their business over there in Syria and drew a line saying that if he was to use chemical weapons, that they would do this and they would do that. You know, and it reminds me of the schoolyard. You know, when you little kids and you constantly drawing that line going, if you cross this line, it's on. If you cross this line, I'm going to hit you in your mouth. If you cross this line, I'm going to kill you. It's like, you know, every time you issue a threat or make a statement, something like that, it's like it loses its power, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's like it's kind of crazy like that.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you keep robbing the same person with a gun, you don't never use it, though. After a while, they're going to catch on to that. You ain't going to use it and go on in on you.
And, you know, and then they act like they don't know who they was dealing with. I mean, Vladimir Putin is old school KGB. You know what I'm saying? He rose to power and influence under the USSR. I mean, he remember Russia when it was Russia, you know? You know, when the Cold War still was going on, when the wall was still up. So to have it reduced to such a small thing, I mean, you can't be surprised that he's attempted to extend and reach out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a lot of people, when it was like that, a lot of Russian people were left in other countries. Now, I don't, you know, by any means support or promote what's going on over there. I'm simply expressing my point of view as to why he's not so much respecting the United States and they don't do that or stop that or I need you to leave them people alone and this and that. It's like, man, it's a power move. He saw an opportunity and he took advantage of it. The same way the United States does. They do it secretly and covertly. You know, you send the CIA in there or you send secret agents in there or you send, you know, operatives into another country and you ferment, you know what I'm saying, rebellion. And then they rise up and overthrow the country, and then you help and assist with appointing a new leader. Then, you know, for all intents and purposes, you know, you puppet master in that country. You know, Vladimir Putin is just being more obvious and direct with it. So it is what it is, man. You know, I mean, we living in a new time. We living in a new day. You know, I mean, it's like this cold front that we have over here may be a sign that the Cold War is returning. So, I don't know, man, but like I said, any and everything, man, is discussed over here. You know, I'm kind of political, so I won't be speaking on some political thing. You know, take my time and ease into it because I'm still developing and working on the format for my show and trying to get things together. You know what I mean? It's a work in progress. But the reality of things is that, you know, hey, we're going to get it done. We get it done. Until
well,
then, man,
know
you know. Yeah, you know,
I've been doing
it.
I always like to hear you talk.
Yeah,
we could talk for hours and hours about all types of subjects, you know, just because that's the type of person you are. But it's good because I guess they hush about a whole lot of things, and that's why a whole lot of things don't really get done for us anymore. Someone had posted, you know, we had just got out of Black History Month. And I don't know if some people took offense to it or not, but I just really posted it, and I didn't mean it in a bad manner. I'm just saying that, okay, we know about Harriet Tubman, we know about Malcolm X, we know about Martin Luther King. I would like to know what new black leaders are doing anything for us, or did it just stop?
It didn't stop. I mean, we always end up with these self-appointed black leaders, people like Jesse Jackson or you know, Joe blow up the block when an incident or a situation happened. They want to rise to prominence and start speaking on and acting out and pretending as if they are really concerned with, you know, the black people as a whole without even listening to, you know, I mean, you can't be the voice or the spokesman of the people if you don't know what the people want to say, you know. And I mean, it's like it started early, man, you know what I'm saying? We got used to accepting, you know, popular leaders instead of natural leaders. So now it's like if a dude gets in the public eye, he becomes like our guy, you know, Al Sharpton, our guy, you know, Jesse Jackson, our guy, you know. I mean, all of these cats, you know, they come across as if they're truly speaking for us, when in reality they're seeking connections in order to fill their own coffers and stack money for themselves. You know, Maxine Waters, you know, she was beloved in, you know, in South Central Los Angeles in the southern part of California. But, man, shit, I lost my train of thought. But she never really did nothing to me. I mean, she made a lot of money available to any and everybody that wants to attempt to do something. I mean, but she also took advantage of the situation and kept money for herself. So when you look at it from that perspective, it's about self, and that's what it seems to always be about. It's always been about self. With these people rising up, I mean, you know, these intelligent black cats coming out of college or intelligent black women coming out of college, they go into a field in order to feed and provide for their family because it's just not lucrative or beneficial in any way for somebody to step up and attempt to represent us in any fashion. So we end up with whoever decides they want to take that chance.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, you know. It is what it is on that level. I mean, it's like we don't support people anyway. I mean, if you want to break it down, this is a show we play music. You know, when you got three record labels in Lynette, Alabama, you know, so-called record labels, whatever, in Lynette, Alabama, and you got two radio hosts stationed in Lynette, Alabama. You got Live by Terrence, you got Tweety B Central. And it's like they don't call in and support them shows where their music can be played on a regular basis. It's like you got a foundation. So it speaks to the level of I'd rather be the chief of one motherfucking Indian than to sit on the Council of Nation of Indians. And it's just the mindset that people have. And so it's sad and unfortunate, but that's how it is. You know, yeah. I mean, and every time a natural leader from the community attempts to rise up, it's like we shout him down, like that nigga ain't nobody, nigga don't speak for me. But yet we let Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton speak for us for years. And years and years and years. You know what I'm saying? And the stuff that they were saying didn't have nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is what it is, man. You know, but it can change. But I mean, the plan to make this happen was put into effect long ago. You know, I mean, it's like, hey, man, Lil Wayne can. You know, if they ran a black city council or a black congress or something in the community, Lil Wayne will win a seat. Jay-Z can win a seat. You know, and I'm not knocking them because them brothers is intelligent, despite, you know, what people think about them, because I think they kind of do the little bob and weave thing, man. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, the play, you know, like I don't know what I'm talking about, so you won't be consciously watching what they're talking about. But it's like they intelligent cats, man. But I mean, it's like that's not why people support them. People support them because they make music. You know what I'm saying? And they make music that make money. And people want to make money off their music, man. And so, you know, in keeping with that, speaking of music, let's hop into, you know what I'm saying, this old Tweety B and Chop Trio joint and this Kush to 2K by Jago and Curtis King. You can follow Jago over there on Twitter at Mr. Goins 10. And of course, Tweety Bird, or Miss Tweety B at Tweety Bird 334. That's BYRD 334.
This is true. All right, we're going to get into it. Here it is.
Roll up. 2K, I ain't going out. I'm kicking it for today. I'm gon' cop an 8. I'm gon' kiss the sky. Call my chick over and we gon' sip some wine. Yeah. She gon' tell me about her day. I'm gon' tell her about her night. She gon' get up in that kitchen. She gon' get a nigga right. I'm gon' keep playing my game. I'm so deep off in my season. And she ain't even tripping, cause she ain't got a reason. And she can cook her ass off dinner served. I go to work. Take that girl up to the bedroom. Then I have myself dessert. Yeah. Hit it, like her. Up like I do my trees, yeah. Hit it, like her up and kick up my feet. I'm off that. I'm off that. Yeah, kush. I'm off that. 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 I'm off that Kush and 2K. So that 2K just dropped. When I ain't got no Xbox, that 2K just got copped. Cause my girl son got an Xbox. And it's 2 o'clock in the morning. They both sleep, but I'm posted. Cause most of the time when they awake, I'm probably online promoting. But the notion that I never relax, I find annoying. I'm a human being that happens to rap. Then recorded, and sometimes I choose to unwind, not to get loaded, but to stuff it in the peace pipe and smoke it. It's ibuprofen for my migraine. So as you can guess, that indica kush is probably my strain. I give it a puff, I'm in the garage and it's the right But that high will spoil probably outside, cause it's like the ice age. So politely I return to the room, find a controller, plug it in like a glaze scented oil. And all I really need is like an hour on the box, with my Lakers posting up the White Howard on the block. I'm off that. 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 I'm off that.
Nobody but you love your mind. Then I started wishing, trying to figure out the difference. Is it my mind or your body wishing? I don't want nobody but you. I like the way you move and your smile's familiar. I like the way you think your game tight. A sight for the world to see. The way your eyes shine against the moonlight. And when it comes to me and you, against the world, you seen a diamond in the rough, and you held me up. The connection's like a star shining, reflecting directly off the diamond. Baby, I'm glad you're mine, lady. And when you're not around, I fantasize, close my eyes, slip up in a dream that's X-rated. I can't wait to react this. I'm going deeper and deeper. Good dick that'll put you to sleep. Give you nuts, 4 and 2, have you screaming?
Oh, nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind. Oh, nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind. Oh, nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind. Oh, nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind. Nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind. Won't nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind.
Come here, baby girl, let me laugh so that pussy. And I don't mean to brag, I'm about to tag toe that pussy. Thinking about the ways I'm about to smash on that pussy. Feeling how it feel, I need a bag to your cookie. Long ass hair, pretty ass eyes, big brown ass, pretty titty thick thighs. Type of girl that makes you fall in love with her look. But beauty's in the eye of the beholder, read a book. Every time I stroke her, man, I promise you be shook.
I look in her stomach when I rim it.
Keep a look, like Peter Pan in Neverland, no circus overlooked. Something like the Sandman.
Nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind. Won't nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind. Won't nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind. Won't nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind. Won't nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind. Won't nobody, nobody but you. Love your mind, glad your mind.
All right, all right. We back up in here, you know what I'm saying? We gonna be waiting on TD France to slide through here pretty soon. You know, we waiting on him to show up on the board and you know, get into some of his music, you know, find out where he coming from and what he into over there in Brooklyn, you know. But right now, man, we just gonna slow flow, and I'm gonna let a few things flow off the top of my head or whatever, man. You know, got anybody on the lines or whatever they want to come through and, you know, speak on something, we'll bring them in. If not, then hey, I'm here talking shit about any and every motherfucking thing, you know. So what can I say? March Madness is full of surprises. Huh?
Yeah, so I've heard a lot of disappointments.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, it's been upset after upset after upset. You know, that billion-dollar bracket didn't hold up.
Well, it looks to be madness for sure.
Yeah, for real. I mean, it's like most of the top seeds are out, so, you know, it's looking like surprises right now, man. It's been exciting but boring at the same time, so, you know, I've been in and out. I want to ask you something, you know what I'm saying, as you pop back in. Have you noticed a trend in experimental sex lately? like as far as conversations, Facebook conversations, Twitter conversations, what have you.
Yeah. Well, I guess it wouldn't be nothing new to me, but, you know, the some folks, maybe. I don't know what's going on with people lately. Everybody just free.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you know, people is starting to get a little turned up sexually. It's like it's amazing to me because it's like everybody say they a freak now. You know, I mean, it's like I'm a freak. You know what I mean? And then once the bedroom door closed, you know, you pull out a toy or two or a paddle or a whip or something, and it's like, hold on. It's like, hey, I thought you said you was a freak, man. You hear some handcuffs clicking, and it's a problem. You know, I mean, they see a lot of stuff on TV. They see a lot of stuff in the porno movies, and it's like, hey, you know. For those that don't know, man, you know, hey, that little whip with them little leather tails, which is actually called a cat of nine tails, but since you took the metal tips off the end of it, you know, when you issue it out the amateurs, you know, it's not as much, but it actually does hurt. You know, a lot of the games that y'all want to play, you know, y'all really ain't about that life. I'm amazed by the all the internet bisexual chicks. It's like I'm just bisexual on Facebook, or I'm just bisexual on this website, or I'm just bisexual on that website. But in real life, you're not. It's like, what kind of fantasies you got going on? I mean, at what point are you going to take a chance and, you know, experiment a little bit? You're obviously curious if you're talking about a plan. I believe that, you know, life is to be lived and experienced, man. You know, people talk about, you know, freak is starting to be right up there with love and real as, you know, the most overused words around. So, you know, I'm starting to be constantly and consistently amazed by it. You know, when you sit down and ask people, you know, what that is, you know, it's like it differs. And the level of freak or the level of freakiness they would allow themselves to get involved in, you know. I personally feel like a woman shouldn't even be allowed to call herself a freak if she say she don't do anal. You know, that's just me personally, you know. I know chicks now say they're a freak and they don't even give head. It's like, I don't know how you think you're going to keep a man in like the 2014, the 15 coming up. You don't give head. I mean, you already don't cook.
Well, they got to keep it together. Maybe there's a problem with the hygiene. Maybe they need to keep it together. You know, maybe after you leave one, you don't need to run right to the other one if you ain't got yourself all the way together. Because, see, a lot of this stuff men bring on theyself. It ain't always the women all the time, because I'm the one that quick to beat her up and say, my mouth and stuff ain't finna be breaking out from your nastiness. You need to go in there and do something. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody with that just whipping it out and nobody know where it's been. I'm with that. I feel them.
No, I'm talking about they don't do it at all. I mean, you know, you got women that say they just don't give head. But they want it.
Well,
that's what I was talking about earlier when I say the word, the role reversals. It's like, you know, it used to be dudes talking about, you know, give me some head, but I ain't going to give you none. Now it's like women, they on the same bullshit. Like, you want some head, but you ain't going to get no head. It's like, that's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? That's a level of selfishness, man, that I just will not allow you to stoop to. You know, I'm saving you from you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because I'm a happier person, man, you know, after I done had my balls drained in a relationship. But I'm gonna stay clean too, because you know I'm gonna do the baby wipes and all kind of other stuff after I use the bathroom. I'm trying to stay clean and fresh, man, you know, because I'm one of those individuals that understand, man, not only do I want to, you know, put my penis in your mouth, but at some point after that, during the day or that evening or something, I'm gonna be kissing on you. So I don't want to take no chances with you, because that's taking chances with me. you know. So I try to keep things clean, man. I try to take care of my stuff, but on a whole nother level of freakiness, man, I like to go there. You know, I mean, once we cross the threshold of the bedroom door, man, you done told me you were freaking shit. You know, don't be upset if you get slammed against the wall or something. Don't look at me all surprised if I tell you I go in, and then I go in. I don't look stunned if I tell you I got a tool belt. I come out there with a Batman or a Robin or a Superman cape or motherfucking Green Hornet mask or a motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, shit, Ninja Turtle shell on my back and shit with a tool belt and a bunch of toys and shit. You know, you be ready for whatever. Because anything other than that, man, you setting yourself up. You know, shit, I find women don't like passive or submissive dudes nowadays. Well, some do. You know, but they kind of... They kind of like aggressive, they feel. You know, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, man. Life is just crazy. The date scene is changing. Everybody going out, you know, people going out in groups, going out to clubs, going out to crazy places, doing, you know, crazy things. I mean, shit. It's outrageous, you know, the drug use, the... all of the nonsense, all of the madness. You know, it's like people being involved in relationships with people they don't know.
Yeah, we do it all the time.
Yeah, you've been dealing with a stranger for a year. You know what I mean? Shit, you know, to plagiarize my little comedian partner, man, he say, look, if he don't take you around his friend, if you ain't never been to his house, if you don't never spend the night with him, you a side piece. And vice versa for the dude, man, if you don't go around her family, you know, now some women is different to a certain extent because there are a few traits and habits that women have, man, that, you know, I think men embrace too. I don't bring stray chicks around my daughter. You know what I'm saying? I don't think women should bring a dude that they not into a, actually involved in a relationship with around their kids or plan on being serious with around their kids. I think a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying, has a purpose, but, you know, when you constantly like all this strange stuff, you know, and don't be surprised if you dating a dude he married and, you know, shit, he don't want to have nothing to do with you at a certain time of the night. You know, he dating you like that because if he telling you he married, then that means you supposed to understand some things. He ain't spending the night. You know, you can't call whenever you want to. You know, sometimes he's telling you that without telling you that. Motherfucker texts you back at 6:30 and say, I talk to you tomorrow. 5:30, I talk to you tomorrow. You know this shit. You know, them is the sign. You know, pay attention to that shit. Good night. 4:30, good night. I'll have you later. You're done with time. There was the sign. If a chick hits you with that, hey, I'll let you later. 5:30, you know. You live in a town where they got a meal, and the meal getting off at 6:30. If she stop texting you and say, I hit you up tomorrow, she turn her phone off. You know some shit. Just be prepared for that shit. Be aware of that shit. Be conscious of that shit. You know, do the shit that you do, man. You know shit. I don't know, man, but I think we're going to get into a little more music, man, and come back and see if Mr. T.D. Francis done slid through here. Let's see if we got
okay,
some of that.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
No, I was gonna say, go ahead, man, and see what we got over there, man, and play something, man.
No, I was gonna tell you that. I was gonna tell you that D21, Blackjack QUE sent in some new music. If you wanted to play one of his new tracks tonight on your show.
Oh yeah, we can spin that, man, and see if we got that "Never Waste Your Time" by Syfe Boogie over there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll get into some of this D21. The title of this track is Loving Us, and I think you're going to get a real kick out of it.
Yeah.
My stress. Yeah.
Shout out to Blackjack.
Doing it one time. Whoop.
Whoop.
Loving you, loving me, loving us. Out for each other, make it through whatever. Ride or ride or ride, I'ma always be by your side. Now don't you close your eyes on me. Don't you see no difference between me loving you, loving us. Loving me, loving you, loving us.
With this ring I be wed, trapping, rapping, getting bread. You my heart, so can't let go, Jaheim on you, baby. We hit the scene, this king and queen, my gangster lean, yo voodoo. Diamond rings and shiny things that compliment your dance move. Got a stack to bounce me back when my credit cards are canceled. So pop the pants up, put your man my backbone to stand up. When I'm down, no lockdown, pay tail for your man, huh? Selfies from your camera, phone gone, here stand up. Red bottoms of barefoot, you stand firm with your man, cuz. Red bottoms of barefoot, you stand work with your man, cuz.
Loving you, loving me, loving us. Out for each other, make it through whatever. Ride or ride or ride, I'ma always be by your side. Now don't you close your eyes on me. Don't you see no differently. Loving me, loving you, loving us.
You know you my bae, and you know how we do. Middle fingers to the heads, cause we got our own crew. Doing a thing, we getting paid, we eat this shit for breakfast. You got us throwing bread, why them other O's are selfish? Fuck them, fuck them, fuck them. Them O's was that back when. I love you, bae, I love you, bae. Fade away off into space. Now we gone off that strong. We gon'
loving you, loving me, loving us. Proud for each other, take it to whatever. Ride or ride or ride, I'ma always be by your side. Now don't you close your eyes on me. Don't you see no difference. Loving me, loving you, loving us. Loving me, loving you, loving us.
So keep it moving, don't bother. Because you know she got a man, she won't holler. She know that's my work, that's my sada. Not doing nothing, strengthen up dollars. So you might as well keep it moving, don't bother. Because you know she got a man, she won't holler.
She with it.
You know that, you know that, you know that, you know that.
I mean, you know that's my girl, that's my side. Get it. You know that, you know that, you know that, you know. I mean, you know that's my girl, that's my side. You know that's my girl, cause you know that's my sada. Don't bother tryna holler when you know she putting in work. I see you lying niggas, man, you always tryna flirt. You know that comes second, cause you know you pay first. I mean, get it how you wanna be. Drop that ass in front of me, that's one cheek, that's one cheek. That's two cheeks, that's two cheeks. Red bottom, she on me. You know we get that money, and no, she never lonely. The real bill's not phony. You know she on the blade, cause you know she got a. She working 9 to 5, cause you know she got a. She just a click away, cause you know she got a. She know she from the west, she getting paid nothing less. I mean the California best. Understand that we the best. You haters is a mess, and you know we never flex. But stay up on your job, cause you know we make a fraud. She working, she twerking, she make your pockets hurt. Cause she bopping, not stopping, you know she hit my church. You know that's my girl, that's my side. Not doing nothing, strength for no dollar. So you might as well keep it moving, don't bother. Because you know she got a man, she won't holler. You know that's my work, that's my sada. Not doing nothing, strength for no dollars. So you might as well keep it moving, don't bother. Because you know she got a man, she won't holler.
You know that, you know that, you know that, you know.
I mean, you know that's my girl, that's my sada. Get it. You know that, you know that, you know that, you know. And you know that's my girl, that's my sada. Throwing them dollars, so you know I make it thunderstorm. Making it sprinkle, so you knowin' that you dead wrong. Knowing that she headstrong, put down your damn phone. If you ain't got no money, man, you listening to the wrong song. Big booty Judy, watching how she do me. You know she ain't no newbie, and her ass almost screw me. Throwing them dollars, man, we do this shit every night. Watching while she drop it,
pop it, now she lock it. Clapping that ass, and she do that shit with no hands. Do it on the handstand, can I be your friend? Tryna get a dance the end of the night. Man, I'm tryna be in your plans. Making it rain, make it rain, make it rain. All she say is throw them ones, throw them ones. I'm tryna be paid and have some fun, have some fun. Making it rain, make it rain, make it rain. What? Making it rain, and if it don't rain, then have a nice day. Hey, you know that's my girl, that's my side. Not doing nothing straight for no dollar. So you might as well keep it moving, don't bother. Because you know she got a man, she won't holler. You know that's my work, that's my sada. Not doing nothing straight for no dollar. So you might as well keep it moving, don't bother. Because you know she got a man, she won't holler.
You know that, you know that, you know that, you know that.
You know that's my girl, that's my sada. You know that, you know that, you know that, you know that. You know that's my girl, that's my sada.
Hey yo, bright lights, city lights, you know the kid is here any day, any night. Got my appetite, listen, it's the hunger for more. Got my play here, homie, I got hits below. This is fake clear, the proof is in the pudding. The product that I'm pushing is worth more. In the razor, dirt poor, so raw. With my thoughts, got my face to the flow. Rugged to the coat, too intense to ignore. Not your average city boy, I'm a grinder. From the sun up to the sundown, isn't it fun now? Such a vibrant, vivid thing. My environment, king be the reason I sing these lyrics to the masses. Digging any sasses, reaching for the stars, moon, with my rap, work it to my bone break. The party is my born day. Close me for fruit for what the fuck they gon' say.
Look at where, look at I'm, where going. I'm going.
Don't stop my shine.
I'm gonna raise your
high. I will never waste your time. No, no.
Look at where,
look at I'm, where I'm going.
This is
the time.
I came through the door, I said it before. Never will I let nobody stop me, no more. I be the law, respect my authority. I'm reaching for a higher rung while dealing with hypocrisy. This is prophecy, a worldwide monopoly. Constantly building the tracks to my properties. Who gon' rock with me? Not a Captain City G. When I take the liberty to make a brand new friend of me. Who you tend to be, a gangster, wankster? I'm the new Cornel West again, thank ya. New York City be my attitude. Gotta move again, out his blue suede shoes. Lord help me, this ain't healthy. The way my drive is timeless. Music is my object, high man. In it for the long haul, always wanna be on call. Wanna make your head bop, and I mean all y'all.
Look at where I'm going.
Don't
try to stop my shine.
I'm
gonna raise your
time.
I'll never, never, never waste your time.
Look at where I've been.
Look at where I've been. This is my shine.
I'm gonna raise
your time. I'll never, never, ever waste your time.
And yeah, I'm so ill for real. Without no deal, give cold chills when I feel. Feel the burn, feel the urge as I splurge to this musical. Yes, I am drunk with passion and it's beautiful. It's my duty calling, feel my movement starting. All the war, Sun Tzu and the group recording. Steady shining, no matter the climate. I just want my chance to grow, get the world open, yo. Feel my flow coast to coast, I'm very focused, fam. My words are great to have, it's like 100 grand. Hustle game is imminent, damn near evident. I plan to control the land like I'm the president. Everything is rosy, a $1 million flow, kid. Look what I got to fix, this shit is broken. All of this is protocol, the only thing I'm showing y'all. You want it all, be it all, I'm going hard for this game.
All right, we back, and You know, right now we're just waiting around for T.D. Francis to come through, and we're going to pull him in and get on with his interview. You know,
yeah,
shit.
He's here, hey, Ru, I believe.
Okay.
347 is on the line here.
Okay.
So I'm going to, do you want me to go ahead and pull him in?
Yeah, go ahead on and pull him in.
Okay, and I'm leaving.
All right.
Sure.
What's good? What's good, son? That's you, T.D. Francis, right?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Why don't you go ahead on and tell the people, man, who you are, man, and what you do?
I'm T.D. Francis. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm a hip-hop artist, and I'm just trying to bring this thing back.
Yeah, okay. You're from Brooklyn, man. I mean, you know, what's that like, man? You know, rapping coming out of Brooklyn with so many, like, you know, legendary figures in the rap game, man.
Man, it's crazy. I can't even lie to you. It's like I feel like I can't just rap Brooklyn. It's like I rap Brooklyn and I rap a part of Far Rockaway because I lived out there as well. So it's kind of like a 50-50 thing for me.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. So tell us about this latest project you got going on, man.
Right now I'm working on my second mixtape, Long Overdue 2. The first one is out right now on hotnewhiphop.com. And the first two singles off of the new mixtape is Thinking of Brooklyn and my other track, Lord Have Mercy, featuring my boy Shotta.
All right, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. You know, how you feel about the rap game right now, man? I mean, you know, you from Brooklyn, man, where, you know.
Well, to be honest with you, I say right now the way the game is, it's kind of coming back to lyrics being more of the factor, and that's a good thing because I don't think it's good with all the dumbed-down music. Don't get me wrong, it's cool to have the turn-up music and all of that, but sometimes, I mean, it's kind of carried away sometimes for me, it is, personally. I mean, no disrespect to nobody else.
I mean, I feel you, though. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. That's how you're supposed to feel about it. You know what I'm saying? Do you feel like you got a little extra responsibility as far as, like, how you push coming from Brooklyn?
I mean, not just coming from Brooklyn. Like, I mean, New York as a whole, it's just about, you know, like, this whole thing is about beats, lyrics, and stuff like that. It was never just all turn-up music, and I feel like that's something that needs to come back. But I see it coming back slowly but surely, just in little bits and pieces, and I think people are starting to catch on, too. And I like that.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So I want to ask you a question, man. I mean, if you could work with and be in the studio with, do a track with anybody in hip hop, living or dead, who would that person be?
Can't even lie. If I could do a track with somebody right now, probably one of those people would be Nas. Can't even lie. Like, I love Pig. I love Big. I love Jay. I would love to do a song with Jay. I would love to have done a song with Big if he was alive, but can't lie, Nas was like one of the people I would love to do a song with.
Yeah, that's for real. Real, man. That's what's happening. You know what I'm saying? You got any future projects? What you going to be working on, man? You know what I mean? I checked out your bio, man. You seem to have a lot of things lined up.
Well, like I was saying before, I got the Long Overdue mixtape part 2 coming out. Also working on a little EP that I wanted to do, like, based on just boom bap and, like, really taking it back to the essence of hip-hop. And right now I'm working on two videos. I'm working on a video for Lord of Mercy and for another track named Smash. That's out. You can probably check that on the Internet. But right now I got the video for Thinking of Brooklyn out, and also I'm just trying to do a couple of more shows, you know, just try to get my name, you know, more out there.
That's what's up, man. So tell us about the features, man. I mean, on I believe it is Lord Have Mercy, I see that you got a lot of features on there, man. You know what I'm saying? Who are the people on that track? You know, who is your crew? You know, the people you get down with.
Well, my boy Shotta, he's, like, really on the reggae tip, so he's featured on that track. And also the track is produced by Dub Jones. Also, Thinking of Brooklyn was also produced by him. Right now, Long Overdue, my mixtape, which is out, you know, features a couple artists on there like Jay Israel out of Detroit, Tyga on the beat, straight out of California. There are a lot of cool people that's on the album as well.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. So when people listen to your music, man, you know, what do you hope that you impart to them?
Well, I just hope that I can, like, reach out to people and send them, you know, send a positive message. I mean, I feel like there's more things to talk about in hip-hop except for just talking about what they're talking about now. Like, you know, there's people going through stuff in the world, and I don't see why people act like none of these things exist sometimes, and they just act like it's not even real. But I can't sit there and act like it's not.
That's what's up, man. I feel that, man. You know, it's a lot of room for some, you know, some music with some context, some you know, some type of substance to it. You know, it's a lot of bling and shine and flash. You know, we need that. We need that. You know, we need all aspects of hip hop to be there. Man, I mean, it's still room for the gangster rap to come back. Just leave off the personal shit. You ain't got to shoot a nigga because he say something in a song or whatever. Man, it's room for, you know, poor righteous teachers. It's room for, you know, the LL Battle Cat rappers. Man, it's room for everybody. Man, in this hip hop game, it's room for the turn up music. It's room for the what is I'm a. Though I never could get into it, it's still room for the chops and screwed. If somebody want to still be doing that, it's room for everybody, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's room for everybody. So, you know, music is what it is, man.
That's the truth, man. Like, I mean, I'm willing to work with anybody. Like I said, I mean, I'm versatile. It doesn't matter to me. My thing is, if I get on a track with somebody, even if it's a track like a trap beat maybe, I mean, it got to be something that makes me feel like it's something I really want to get on. I mean, even if it's something like turn up music, but I gotta feel like I'm saying something. I can't just be on the track feeling like I'm just wasting my time just saying anything. Like, I just can't do that. That's not me. And I'm sure like a lot of other like MCs that probably feel the same way I feel, you know?
Yeah. Hey, well, I got these two songs, man. I got this Thinking of Brooklyn and Lord Have Mercy, man. You know, which one of them you want to get into first? Then we'll come back and see if we got some callers on the line or something, man. You want to come through and ask you some questions or something like that, man. We get into one of them first. You can tell me which one and tell me what your thought process was when you know you put the song together. I got Lord Have Mercy and Thinking of Brooklyn.
Well, you can play Thinking of Brooklyn.
Okay, so tell me what your thought process was, man, when you know you wrote that.
Well, actually, one day, my man Draymar, he hit me up and he had sent me this track from Doug. And the first time I heard it, you know, I just had all these different things going through my head. Like when I made this song, it was like me thinking of things from me on a Far Rockaway perspective. Like I was born in Brooklyn, but I lived a lot of my time in Far Rockaway, and, you know, I had these different thoughts about it. And the crazy thing is I ended up moving back to Brooklyn, so I just felt like I had to pay, like, some kind of respect to certain parts of Brooklyn that I've been at, or whether it had to be with family or whatever the case may be. That's why I said those certain names or whatever. But at the same time, I'm representing all of Brooklyn, and I'm also, like, paying homage to a lot of people that fought in Far Rockaway, Queens, that's, like, real close to me.
All right, man. We're going to get into this Thinking of Brooklyn by T.D. Francis, man, and come on back. You know what I'm saying? Chop it up with Brother Simone.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Brooklyn. These thoughts that I got going through my head, coming from my perspective, growing up, you know? Shout out to all my people out of Maryland. Far Rockaway, Queens, Brooklyn, New York, dub on the track, let's go. 74 born, Brooklyn Hospital, St. John's, Wearfield Street, mostly raised by my grandmoms, and Mr. Softy truck selling cups for a penny, and I ain't gonna lie to y'all people, I had plenty. Shouts to the greenhouse, now it's a different color,
Nikita, my baby sister. Salute my older brother. And learning came with a price with a few minor rules. In other words, Bushwick, Tilden, Jefferson High School. That's just to name a few. But since I'm still on it, Lane, Lincoln, Erasmus too. And boys and girls, and boys and girls, love and respect you too. No hesitation to educate makes the best you. Salute to you and Miss Jackson, y'all true role models. Who teach these kids there's no need to keep their thoughts bottled. I guess they say that's just the definition when we say we love to spread love cause it's the Brooklyn way. Hey.
Chili with enough bail money to free a big Willie.
Ha ha. Brooklyn. 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 Yeah. The home of Air Jordan, the home of M.O.P. Kane and Jigga, and big only makes it bigger. As I stand here up in this Brooklyn cyclone, to be real, being broke is childish and I'm quite grown. There's mad new ways to define it, that's why I threw that line in. To show I'm in precision, I do it with perfect timing. I remember the days back when the Dodgers owned the diamond. That's just the thoughts I'm having while reminiscing, reclining. And what y'all call the floor seat, I know it as Canarsie. The 96 in Conklin, 100 in J's apart me from 211 Park to Remsen Avenue LD at 540 Ashford 463. From Utica to Pickin to Putnam and Cornelia, I travel down to Atlantic to parlay at the Barclay. D&D and Kmart, Gatesia and Mohalla, Bugs, Ron, Rick and my people that's out and far Rockaway. Now that's what I call family. Salute my brother King Born, never ever forgotten. Your soul forever lives on. Mr. Richardson, Keisha, Ralph, Bob, Camille, Jameson, Drew, and Kev, even Malika Hill from my Ave to Rockaway Parkway train station. The L and A is connected, so I gotta embrace it. My mini-me is like me, how could I overlook it? We share a lot of common, we both born out of Brooklyn. Snails, Lil, Uncle Wayne, Bino, Small, Bumbo, Stack, Cakin, Dula, my family. Gates, Bahari Pierce, Gibraltar, Kmart, DM, Young Rick, Corporal Last Kid. All day.
All right. That was hot, man. You know what I'm saying? I like that, man. That's that old school hip hop vibe. You know what I'm saying? But it had a current feel to it. I was feeling that, man. A nice little flow. You had something to say, man. You know what I'm saying? You shouted out a lot of places, man. You know what I'm saying? I know you fuck with a lot of people, man. Man, shit. You know,
yeah,
so, oh, go ahead.
No, I was like, yeah, I got a lot of family out in Brooklyn all over.
Yeah, yeah. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So, I mean, it's like, what do you exactly want to be like your legacy as far as the rap game is concerned?
Well, for me, I mean, it's, I just want people to always know that I stay true to my art. I always, I tried to be myself, never, you know, actually felt like I had to do more than I needed to do on a track. I mean, at the end of the day, like, it's about the culture and the art for me. It's not just about getting paid off of a song. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I want to make something out of it, but, you know, I also want to go to other avenues and do other things as well, but... You know, music is just something that I love, but I want to be me. I don't want to necessarily have to change up my style for anybody, you know? I just can't do that.
Okay, that kind of lead into my next question. If the label was to hear your music and sign you, I mean, how far would you be willing to change in order to, you know what I'm saying, maintain and hold on to that deal?
Well, for me, I mean, as far as the label goes right now, like, I would really want to probably go into this more so with my own kind of agenda. You know, like, I really want to put together a team and really do something with people that really want to put something together. Like, right now, I got a lot of friends that are from, like, Far Rock and from Brooklyn. And, you know, I feel like it could be a lot of unification, but it's so much of an ego thing with some people. Some people don't want to reach out to others. And, I mean, we all in this for the same thing. and we all came together, like, it's so much that could happen. Like, I think about things like Stack Bundles, like all the stuff he tried to do for Far Rockaway, and it's like ever since then, it's just never been the same. I mean, I don't even know how to explain it myself, but it's just crazy. But there's a lot of people out there trying their best, like, to, you know, like, rep it. And I'm trying to do that with them, too. So, like, for me to get on a label right now, I'd have to really have my own situation where I could feel like I could have some say-so, too, because I know how these labels are. Like, trust, I know.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate, man. I mean, I really wish I could find a formula, man, or some magic unity pill, because I was just talking about that a little bit earlier on the show, man, with my, you know, my comrade in this radio revolution, Tweety B, you know what I'm saying, because she's a rapper as well. And it's like, it's kind of sad. You can have 10 independent labels with one dude on there, and he's the CEO in like a five-block area, and they won't work with each other. They won't support each other. And, I mean, all of them is tight. And a lot of them, they style of rapping is similar, so they would complement each other. But they would rather be, you know, independently unfamous. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Tend to be successful with a bunch of other people. You know, and I
that's
mean,
true.
It's like, that's really a problem nowadays. I really wish, you know what I'm saying, if you had an opportunity to change that, I mean, you know, what would you do? What do you think the solution could possibly be to change that?
I mean, the one thing I can only say right now about this whole music thing is it's so many different lanes with it, but at the same time, so many people feel like they have to do what the next person does. It's like, it just comes down to one thing and one thing for me. I feel like New York really just got to really come together. Like, the things I hear from people, like, when I hear people say stuff like, this guy, he's not doing this or he's not doing that when he makes this song or that song, but y'all not supporting that artist from New York, but everybody's complaining. So it's really, like, nobody really trying to make an effort to really come together to make it happen. Like, you can't complain about something if you ain't really going to, like, put out the work to try to change it. It doesn't even make no sense.
Okay, I mean, it's not just a New York problem, so don't feel bad, man. That's what you're talking about is happening all over the place right now. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? It's why the rap game has become so stagnant. You know what I mean? It's like we fall into ways of rapping, and then that style will be copied by everybody until it's
mm-hmm.
done to death, and then the next thing will come on. You know what I'm saying? It's like a cat will come out, and he'll do something and be successful at it because it's his style, and then everybody will jump on his bandwagon and attempt to emulate him to such an extent that another person may get signed to a major label before he does, doing what he did originally, like basically his clone. So it's like
exactly.
People not really working together, man. I mean, it's if you go all the way back to, like, my uncle had a pager shop. He opened his pager shop on that block. Within a 6-month period, 10 more pager shops opened up because people emulate what's successful. They aren't very creative. Like, my cousin, which was my uncle's son, they didn't really get along. But what he did was he opened up a pager repair shop. You know, a little repair shop for pagers and phones and stuff like that. And he started making money because you have to be able to do the thing that goes with the thing that everybody else is doing. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's like I said, man, it's, you just got to try to reach out, man. If you want to try to reach them people, reach out. Because my philosophy and one of my favorite things to say is I'm going to support you no matter what you do. If you
mm-hmm.
love doing it, I'm going to support you. So if you fail or if you succeed, no matter what, you won't be able to say later on that I could have made it if only motherfuckers would have supported me. So I support you. Feel what I'm saying? So no matter what you do, man, if you want to get up there and dance in a rabbit costume and break dance and spit on your head, I got your back. But don't blame me if that shit don't go nowhere because I'm there front row all the time. Feel what I'm saying?
See? That's what I'm talking about. Like, my whole thing is, like, for instance, I got a couple of artists. I don't want to say their names because I don't want to create tension. So I'm going to just keep it honest and just be like, you know, some of them will be coming to me and saying things like, you know, why is it so hard for the next man to support the other man's music? But if I say to you right now, hey, yo, that track is so dope, man, like, I'm really feeling that, and you come back and you be like, yo, I appreciate that. Now, for me, I do it because I'm just being genuine. I really don't care if you hit me back and even tell me if you like my music or not. I feel, like, confident about my music enough that for those who's going to hear it, if they like my music, they're going to try to get to know me more. But, you know, other people are just different. Like, they'll want you to do something for them, but they don't want to do the same for you. But then when you now start to get your little situation, they'll try to find a way to inch in and act like they were always supporting you like that from jump, and it's never really the case, you know? And I see it a lot. Like right now at the internet, social network is crazy. Like, on Facebook, you know, Twitter, you got so many different people sharing each other's music, and some people would do it at an extent where, like, they really want the people to get to know the artist. And then you got some people that just put it up there. It's a difference between throwing something out as a product and then throwing something out with some kind of detail where you're giving somebody, like, information on the person and what the name of the song is. Like, I think everybody does something for a reason, man.
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, you know, hopefully things will change, man, and come together. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into this other track, man. This Lord Have Mercy, man. You know, you tell us a little bit about that. We're going to jump into that and let you come back, man. Shout out your folks and send your Twitter, man. Then we're going to be hopping up off this air because, you know, we're running out of time.
I'm down. Well, Lord of Mercy, that's like one of them, you know, bumping your whip type of tracks. That's another joint produced by Doug Jones. And the focus of that track was basically like, you know, that feeling you feel like when you just get so annoyed with something or certain things, and you just want to scream out like, Lord of Mercy, man. Like, I'm just so annoyed. I'm so tired. So that was just my way of getting it out and saying, you know, just breaking down certain things that was on my mind or that was annoying me at the point. And same thing with Shot to, like, he just had a lot of stuff that was on his mind, and he just felt like he had to let it out. So that was just his way of saying, Lord of Mercy.
That's what's up, man. We going to get into this Lord Have Mercy, man, by T.D. Francis and Shotta.
Yeah. Got some stuff I got to get off my chest.
Yep.
Brought my boy Shotta with me.
All right.
Got a couple things to say.
Woohoo.
Shit to make it go,
you know,
crazy.
Uh-huh.
Shit crazy out here. Make a nigga say,
Mercy.
Brooklyn. Bar Rock in the building. Brooklyn.
Mercy.
Keep it weed, I don't want any.
Nope.
Think it's my cue to go get me some Carb 20. My life changed from drinking bottles of Henny, and I remember the time my bottle wouldn't have any. I'm such a trip, summer sauce and flips.
Woo.
But acrobatically, I don't think that you niggas getting it.
Nah.
No need to perspire, honestly, I ain't sweating it. And now you're about as close as the length of the damn scrimmage, kid. I'm at the top of the iceberg, it feels like they're trying to pit people against me. It all makes sense, these new people ain't friendly. And they started from the bottom and they're trying to end me. And you would think that I was driving around in a Bentley.
Uh-huh.
Now have some albuterol, I see that you're wheezy. You're blinded to believing everything is so easy. You're lying on the L and you sounding like a time on a song. The week couldn't last 7 days with the strong. And really that ain't even my definition of moving up. Al Jefferson, Bobcat, stupid fuck. I never envisioned this life for you, but I guess you envision this type of life for you. And I see right through you, and now I'm like, who you? And now you're stuck in something worse than any type of voodoo. We complain and make the most of your shit and do what you do. Slave to the rhythm, no signs of picking cotton. Living in an apple so dirty and so rotten. With so much going on up in one man brain, I kinda find it real hard trying to refrain from saying.
It
is though.
Back at it,
yo. I've always been hard-headed, but that's changed from running in the brick walls again and again. Let me know what I'm doing wrong, forget it, I figure it out. All I gotta do is open my mouth, start changing my route. Can't spend my life on the couch, doing nothing with the time, something I ain't about. I got a lot to prepare for concerning the mic. I got a daughter and I'm making sure that she get a life. Ain't a need for a wife, I live a singular life. I've been there, done that, and that's the past of my life. Screw the wrongs and the negatives, I'm here for the right. I come
conquer with the longevity, cause hip-hop's life. Now I'm married to the game without a hip-hop wife. The new rap wonder years, and I ain't about that life. Ain't no Winnie and Kevin,
nope.
And I was thinking other shit at the age of 11.
Yep.
No strawberry letters, who souped up like Devin? And balls of a night, no Brandon, no Brevin. Leave them in a submission, courtesy of Dan Severin. Now see me like a pimp with a cane, no half-stepping. I'm bipolar when in the studio for a session. There's no medication, and who's gonna save it from hateration, sedation? They always ask him why he make a statement. Why? Same reason you got a nigga saying. It's a damn shame, though. What a shame. I know a couple people feel the same way I do. Trust me on that.
Salute.
Gotta fix that, though.
Yeah.
I let Shasta do the rest.
Medea.
They all try shutting down Obamacare. Lord of mercy, like it's a Taliban government or summer here. Stepping out his scuba gear, out the grave amongst his fear. Raging war up in the air, talking new era. Riding different teams just like a Philly chap. Obama pushing help, but they tell him get it back. Looking like fuck the sick, talking about dead and that. Need to worry about that mayor with them nose full of crack. The government, them just be like this. The poor get stores that they can't afford to cure. Why do we have to insure anymore? Keep them on welfare, freedom brand. Raising, not raising brand. Really can I insure your fat government brick? It's us who pay our taxes to feed your fat asses. So you did not free Zimmerman who went and killed a black kid. Make a nigga get ratchet with the ratchet. Make the gun twerk like booty. Clap it, clap it.
Government are going right. And these people are the even. They're equal. I mean, I like that.
Yeah. We back up in here, man. I think we got a call on the line, man. Want to ask you a question or something like that. So we're going to bring them in, man. Time running short. We ran a little late. Got carried away. But we're going to bring that call in. Caller, you there? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hey, Root.
Yeah.
What's going on, man? It's D.
What's going on, D, man? Happy birthday to you, brother.
Oh, man, appreciate it, man. Thank you very much, man.
Yeah.
I know we got we pressed for time, man. I mean, I just want to know what does music mean to you?
What does music mean to me?
Yeah, what does it mean to music?
Music is love, art, passion, drive. It's so many different things it means to me. I mean, those are just my meanings.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you know, I asked you that because, you know, some artists don't, you know, they doing it for money or whatever. You know, I mean, I know we all doing it for money, but that's their whole motivation. Some people do it for the love of it, for music.
Well, for me, I do it for the love because, I mean, like, that's my whole point. Like, I mean, I could, if I really wanted to do what everybody else is doing, I could do it. Like, I've been in situations where I've been given tracks that I could have done that, but I just choose to just stick to being me. Like, I just love hip-hop for real. Like, I get on a track with somebody else that's underground before I would get on a track with somebody that's actually out. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we all know you got to feed your family. However, I mean, hip-hop ain't going to pay my bills, but if something comes around that I feel is, like, good, I'll deal with it, but I'm not going to do something that I feel makes me not get to be who I am. Like, can't do that.
Right.
Yeah, hey, they count us. They count us down, fellas. They count us down, man. You got anything you want to do? You any shout-outs you want to make, D, before we get you up out of here, man?
Oh, man, I just want to thank you guys for telling me happy birthday, man. That's it, man. Appreciate y'all. I'll see y'all in the morning.
Happy birthday, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Hey, TD, you want to give out your Twitter, man, any information where the people can follow you and catch up with you at?
Yeah, real quick, you can catch me on Twitter at TDFrancis1. That's TDFrancis. The number one. I'm also on YouTube. You can get me on Reverb Nation. You know, download the mixtape Long Overdue on hotnewhiphop.com. I think you will definitely like it. I'm also on SoundCloud. And real quick, I'll just say shout out to all my people out of Far Rocks, Bud Sleepy, Gutter Brown, Howard the Scholar, Mo CEO, Corporal Ass Kick, Matt Lott, Doug Jones, Draymar, and anybody else I couldn't really say right now. Y'all know what it is.
All right, man. It's a pleasure having you, man. They finna run us up out of here, man. One more show down, man. Y'all stick with us, man. We're a work in progress over here on explicit content. Y'all support Tweetverse Central, man. You know what I'm saying? And we out.
I was honored to be on the show tonight. Thank you very much.
No problem, man. Tell a friend.
For sure. Salute.
Salute.